This coaching inn, founded in the Restoration period, is thought to have been built on the site of a hunting lodge used by the Duke of Lancaster. Like other buildings, it was refronted in Georgian times. Coaches from London called here, and it offered full residential services. In 1743, John Stuart of Castle Stuart, County Galloway, was robbed of £285 while staying here. That was more than £100,000 in today's money. It turned out that his manservant was guilty. Most of the money was recovered, and he eventually only lost 2 guineas. The Crown was a regular stop for stagecoaches to and from London and North Norfolk. The first known record dated 1791 advertised a coach from the Green Dragon Inn, Bishopsgate Street, London, to the Black Lion Inn in Walsingham, leaving every Monday at 6 in the morning, reaching Fakenham on Tuesday evening with a second coach arriving on Saturday. The return journey from Walsingham started at 6 on Wednesday morning. The stage would have called at the Crown in both directions. Inside passengers paid 1 guinea with a baggage allowance of £20, 9 kilos. Outside passengers and children carried on the lap were charged at half price. There is an extensive history of coach services that called at the Crown over the next 80 years. In 1778, there was a coach known as Diligence that ran between Norwich and Wells, calling at the Crown on Mondays and Thursdays. Named coaches included the Prince of Orange, Norwich Post Coach, Resolution, Nelson, and Norfolk Hero. After 1842, the London coach from Fakenham ran only as far as Brandon, where passengers joined trains on the new railway. The next plaque is on the bistro, opposite the Crown.